Meet Eric Bailey, not just another motivational speaker. Google has ranked Eric the number one activational speaker on the planet. Eric Bailey is a thought-provoking, critical thinker who will make you approach your business and your life in a whole new way.
I really think that we need more Erics in this world, so bring on the activator, more of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Eric Bailey. Eric Bailey.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to my Life After 60 channel. But we're going to switch it up today, and we're going to talk about a topic that's been broached to me quite a bit, and it's how to become a motivational speaker. So I've been speaking for over 30 years, made a lot of mistakes, still make a lot of mistakes. However, I've done a lot of things right to get me at a level that I'm at right now. And I just wanted to share with you who are thinking about inquiring about becoming a motivational speaker. What are some of the groundwork? What are some of the things that you need to do? So what I want to do is I want to sort of put it in perspective of having a to-do list. For those of you who have ever done any cooking, and I recently have picked up the art of cooking, making dishes that I've never thought that I could make. But when I first started making those dishes, I learned very quickly that the one thing you can't do if you've never done it before is just throw things together. There's a structure, there's an order. So number one, you've got to get the right ingredients, and then you've got to be able to mix them in right. Then you've got to observe them. You've got to watch them. And then afterwards, you know, sometimes they don't turn out very well. And you have to go back and you have to adjust. You have to take out some things, put some more things in. So it's a process. So what I want to do now is I want to give you the ingredients of what I feel is a great way to start your journey to bake or cook your motivational business and get it off on the right steps. So here we go. First thing you need to do is you need to choose your topic and develop your idea. Now, I played professional basketball for a very long time, 14 years. Before that, I was a student at Boise State University, and before that, Chemeketa Junior College, and before that, at Cathedral High School. And I had to learn very quickly that I wasn't great at any level in any of those, and I had to get better. But what I also had to do is I had to choose what my weapon is. What was I really, really, really good at? So 6'5", 6'6", I was never going to be a center. I wasn't going to dominate the paint. I wasn't fast enough to be a point guard. So I became a shooter. In order to become a shooter, one thing I had to do is I had to shoot the ball. So many a nights, many a nights, I would be over at the courts near my house taking jump shots. On weekends, I'd be taking jump shots. I would just shoot the ball, shoot the ball, shoot the ball, shoot the ball, until I became a very good shooter. So therefore, I was known as a three-point shooter, as a marksman, as a shooter, as a long-range bomber. So my topic in basketball was, you know what? I am the best shooter I can possibly be. That was who I was. When I retired from basketball, I decided I wanted to do something in life, and it was obviously it was to be a professional speaker. So I had to choose what was my topic. Was I going to be talking about typing or IT or sales or retail? No, I'm going to be talking purely on motivation, mindset, vision, and goals. That's my lane. Now I can shoot off and get off that highway on a few different areas, but it always comes back to the mindset. Once I developed what I was talking about, I got a clear picture about how I was going to relate my life from South Central Los Angeles, my life in sport, my life in coaching. How was I going to put that into a perspective of why motivation and vision and goal setting, cultural organization, accountability, personal responsibility, mindset, how was all of that going to transcend into a corporate message? Therefore, I chose, right, okay, you're going to be an activational speaker. You're going to be a motivational speaker. So that was what I needed to do. Then I had to look at, okay, what was my idea to get that in the marketplace? So if you're now just starting to think about becoming a speaker, you have to think about what lane you're going to be in. What are you going to specialize in? Be an expert in that. Now, I'm not saying you have to be an expert in speaking, but you have to be an expert in living, feeling, dreaming, articulating your message with your heart. The best speakers that I know, your Les Browns, your Eric Thomases, your Harvey Eckers, your going even way back to Jim Rohn, like all of those people, they were passionate about one message. And one message was mindset, or it was accountability. So for me, it's about my vision. It's about my goals, all based around that. The next thing you need to do is you need to identify your audience. Oh, man, let me tell you about this. I made the biggest mistake of my life when I first started speaking, thinking, okay, let me go back. So everything I'm telling you right now, I've lived it. And I've made many mistakes. And what I'm trying to do is hopefully help you not make the same mistake. Now, it's great to make mistakes because you can learn from them. But sometimes you make mistakes that set you back years and years and years, and you got to play catch up. So one of the things that I did wrong, one of the things that I did that caused me to deviate off of my main goal was identifying my audience. So when I first started speaking, I thought that my message, how I delivered, who I was, would just be transcendent to every single genre. Everybody would, gravitate toward my message, and I would skyrocket to number one in the speaker's list right away. Wrong. You have to pick an audience that, number one, resonates with you and your message and your delivery. I was at an event once, and I thought that, my energy and my passion and my enthusiasm was just going to just skyrocket the whole building, and I'd walk away feeling like, wow, you were fantastic. But instead, the organizer pulled me to the side and said, hey, Eric, that energy, that amount of enthusiasm, we don't do that. We're doctors and we're lawyers. We're mundane. Like it was almost to the point where you tried to take who you were and force us to go along in a ride with you. So then I had to start thinking about, okay, who is my audience? My audience is an audience who wants to have a roller coaster of emotions. Like for me to go and speak at an event now, I choose the events based on what the brief is. See, back then, I didn't even really go through have a one-on-one brief. I just said, right, I can do that, and I went. So I had to identify my audience. My audience now is the younger generation, younger demographics. My audience is anyone in sales. My audience is personal development junkies. My audience is corporates who want to talk about leadership and talk about vision and talk about goals. But my audience is those people who identify that the way I present is going to give them benefit. You see, I don't use a podium. I don't stand behind a lectern. Very rarely will I have slides and pictures and words. And so I make sure that before I even accept the job, I talk to them, make sure that they know that what they're going to get is going to get me interactive, energetic, in their face, fun, some music. Like, it's going to be beneficial to their audience, but as long as they understand this is what they're getting. Because some people I know have started their journey and bombed, not because they weren't good, was because their audience weren't receptive to the way that they made the delivery. Here's the next one, practice. And I do mean practice. The same way I would go and I would shoot and I would shoot and I would shoot and I would shoot. That's the way I started my speaking. I would practice my delivery. I would practice my interactiveness, pretending like there were people in the crowd, pretending like people were heckling me, and how I would go back. I was pretending like people were just, you know, looking down or not engaged. What would I do? I practiced different quotes. I practiced different styles of presentation, not how I delivered, but different phrases. I did so much practicing that I got to the point that I became a robot. So what I needed to do was then I joined the Professional Speaking Association in my area, and I got to watch other presenters, how they speak. I got to talk to other people. And the one thing you want to do when you first started is you want to rally around other professionals, other people that you can learn from. And I did that. And because of that, I was able then to practice my presentation in front of my peers. And I was critiqued. And sometimes I would come on thinking, oh, man, like, did I sound like that? I was bad. But what I also did was I was able to gain a lot of confidence from the great things that they were saying. And I built on that. So when you're first starting, remember, number one, choose your topic, develop your idea. Number three was identify your audience. And number four, and then practice, and then start going to the professional speaking associations in the area. Maybe start going on YouTube, maybe identifying with some key speakers. Watch how they present, get some ideas. Now start building some thought process around how you now want to launch yourself. And of course, now we're going into our next one is prepare your marketing strategy. So when I started, there was no internet, really. There was no LinkedIn, no Facebook, no Instagram. There was no TikTok, no Snapchat. There was none of the types of ways that you could market yourself the way they are now. So it was very tough. It was cold calling, knocking on doors, sending letters, going to events and talking to people. But nowadays, it's so easy. It's so simple for you. I always say to someone, if you're going to start speaking, once you do the first three steps, the next thing you do is you make some sort of an indent into your social media. So example, so if you have an Instagram page or a social, well, if you don't have an Instagram page, first thing I would say was, LinkedIn page, get that going. And then Facebook and Instagram, and just start doing some posts. Just posts about your topic or what you're doing. If you go into events, start showing yourself at events. Just start branding yourself as someone who's in that lane. And then once you do that, then you start thinking about getting a website, maybe a blog, YouTube channel, podcasts, and just start making your way into the area. And while you're doing that, you continually do all of the other things. And remember, you're going to make mistakes. It's not going to be perfect. You're going to have many, many, many nights where you're going to be tossing in your sleep, thinking to yourself, I should have said this. I should have said that. It doesn't matter because you're just starting. And as long as you're feeling like you are on course, on track to transform the lives of others, then just keep going, because organically you will improve and you're going to get better. And just like I've got this YouTube channel here, I procrastinated such a long time for doing this. And finally, I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to do it until I can just get it to the best of my ability and start adding in different features and different factors. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. So I'm here today because a lot of people are pulling me up on the side and saying, you know, I've been working for 40 years. I've got a message, or how do you get started? Well, what I'm doing is I'm giving you the roadmap of how you can get started. The next thing you want to do is you want to sign up for conventions that offer speaking opportunities and speak for free. I said it. Speak for free. Why do you want to speak for free? Is because you need to test your material. You need to get out there and understand and feel what it's like to be in front of a room, whether it's in front of 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, 1,000 people. Do you know my first presentation was at a primary school with grade fours? And they tore me to shreds. I walked away thinking, oh, man, there is no way I can ever do this again. But then I started to really feel like, OK, they're grade fours. You you need to change the way you speak to a grade four. You can't speak to a grade four the way you would speak to a grade 12 or university student. So I had to adapt. And then I started to get better. And then I graduated and got into year sixes and then year 10s and then year 12s. The next thing you know, I had a speaking business predicated based on high school students. And I did that for almost 15 years. And then I moved into the corporate sector. And then I moved into the big events, you know, working on stages with like Sir Richard Branson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tim Ferriss, you know, all the big names. I was speaking in front of 10, 15, you know, 20,000 people in an arena. But why? How did that happen? Because I started by understanding that in order to get to where I had to be or where I wanted to be, I had to make sure that my material and my confidence was sky high. And yes, you might have to take some freebies, some low-paying gigs first to develop your craft. Sign up for these conventions. You can just go on to just Google and you can find conventions where they're also offering opportunities for people to come and speak for free. You can get your message out there, your marketing material. And the best thing about all of that is that you can learn to grow. And if you can, at all stages, get it recorded. Because if you can get it recorded, number one, you can learn from it. And then you can dissect parts of your speaking and maybe turn that into promo videos, snapshots, and use them as marketing material. So anytime you get a chance to speak for free, get a friend, get someone that you know can come along with you, record you, take some photos, make sure you take photos of yourself with other people in the audience, get some testimonials, and start just banking up lots and lots and lots of great material so that you can turn that into a speaking business. And the last one, you got to keep it real. What do I mean by keep it real? The speaking business professionally is not for the faint-hearted. You will not become successful overnight. You're not going to go from not speaking to commanding a speaking fee of 10, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 in 12 months. Not even 2 years. Maybe not even in 3 years. Maybe not even in four. Maybe not even in 10 years will you be able to be on stage and require and get 30 grand for a presentation. And you know what? That's okay. Because speaking is just like professional sport. Everybody doesn't become a Michael Jordan, LeBron James, a Magic Johnson, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They don't become the biggest names in the industry. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of luck, but it also takes tremendous, tremendous, tremendous selflessness. And to a certain degree, being very selfish. What I mean by selfish, you have to be selfish with your time. You have to build your craft. And everybody is not cut out to do that. Everybody doesn't want it that bad. And that's okay. Because some people only want to be part-time speakers. Some people want to continue their work, their job, and still speak on the side. That's fine. But some people want to travel the world. They want to build a legacy. They want to create magic every single place that they go. And that's hard to do. And in order to do that, you have to do three things. I'm going to tell you what those three things. Number one, and this is a part of my championship DNA package and program. Number one, you have to be very curious. You have to be curious about how you can improve. You have to be curious about how you can make yourself better, your presentations better, curious about how you can adapt. Number two, you have to be ultimately committed. Committed into doing whatever it takes, legally, ethically, with compassion and empathy. You have to be committed enough to know that, you know what, there are some days, some weeks, there'll be some months that you might not get one speaking gig that's going to pay. And even though you're still committed, you have to still go out and better your craft. And the last one, and the third one, and I think this is probably the most important of the C's, is you have to be courageous. You have to be courageous. You have to be fearless, because the amount of rejections that you're going to get from walking in this industry is tremendous. And for some people, rejection is something that they can't shake. I was rejected as a child from my own biological parents. So I suffer from abandonment issues. So for me, it was a double whammy, because every time I get rejected, I revert back to, well, your parents rejected you, so the client's going to reject you, or the audience is going to reject you. So I have to fight all the time to make sure that my mind is focused and I'm still committed. And at the end of the day, I always come back to, every time I get one person who say, Eric, your presentation was fantastic, you changed my life, that is why I do what I do. So if you want to be a professional speaker, you want to go all the way, you want to win a championship, you got to choose your topic and develop your idea. You got to identify your audience. You got to practice and practice and practice and practice. And I mean perfect practice. Join a professional speaking association in your area. Prepare your marketing strategy. Sign up for conventions that offer speaking opportunities and speak for free and record it. And then the last one, you've got to keep it real. So that's just about covers how I would think one should get started. I'm more than happy to give you any advice that you possibly might want or need. Hit me up in the comment section. Thanks for sticking by me and watching the channel. I'm based in Brisbane, Australia, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. I love what I do. I love speaking, whether it's on stage, in a boardroom, on a YouTube, on Zoom, on Teams, because I believe I was born to do this. Share this, comment, like it. My name's Eric Bailey. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me and to be a good motivational speaker. To do anything great in life, you have to remember this. You don't get what you want in life. You only get what you work for. Peace. I'm out.